Hey, how's it going? I'm Sam, bassist for The Big Lonesome. Thanks so much for listening and checking out our music. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheBigLonesome. Instagram, just at The Big Lonesome. Same thing with the Twitter. We have a website you can check out for our tour blogs if you are interested in following us on the road. We actually got a 3-week tour coming up. So if you want to keep track of what we're doing, check out our Instagram at The Big Lonesome. And you can also check out thebiglonesome.net for our tour blog. So thank you so much for listening. We got a bunch more songs for you. So stay tuned. Thank you.
Isn't Hey, so thanks so much for listening again. We're the Boston indie rock band, The Big Lonesome. If you like what you're listening to, we're playing O'Brien's tomorrow night. We just put out a record that we're pretty excited about, so a lot of these songs are off that. Playing with a bunch of great bands, Field Day, Nick and the Adversaries, and Landon, who we've played a bunch of bills with before. Definitely don't want to miss it. It's probably going to sell out. You should buy tickets. right, so we got one more tune for you. So, yeah, this is the last song off our new record. I actually wrote this about, we used to play T.T. the Bears all the time. Rest in peace. And, usually we write songs pretty slow, like, this song kind of came to me. It's the only song I've ever written that came all at once. Chords, everything, lyrics, like, I knew what I was going to do. I went up to the show, like, the last night that T.T.'s was open. I just wanted to be in the building, you know, like, we didn't play a bill last month or anything. We played there a few months before. But, yeah, so we're, I walk up to the door, and I get there, like, 2 hours early, and I just talk to the guy. I'm like, hey, look, is there any way I can get in tonight? And he laughs at me, and he's like, kid, we're going out of business. There's plenty of tickets for sale. No one comes here anymore. And I don't know. I sat there, like, just talking to him for a second. I was like, it's kind of a drag that this place is closing down. And sorry, 1 second. Just tuning. Yeah, so I tell him, I'm like, hey, it's kind of a drag that this place is closing down. And he just kind of doesn't really care. Doesn't really want to make much of a conversation. And I was like, man, the city's really changing. Like, the people don't really seem to care about music as much. And he's like, yeah, welcome to Everytown, USA, kid. And I ran back to my car, and I scribbled down in a notebook, and I wrote a song about it. The song's called Everytown, USA.
Talking about
Thanks so much for having us. We're the Big Lonesome.
Thank you, Big Lonesome, for coming and playing for us. The Big Lonesome, alive from Studio D. You can see them tomorrow night at O'Brien's with Field Day, who we'll be hearing some music from shortly. But before that, this right here, Matt York. Let's go to the beach. Let's do it, man. It's too cold. I don't care. It's going to be 50 on Friday. Let's go to the beach.
We keep it on the low. beach, let's go to the beach, let's go to the beach, let's go to the beach, yep. I've been doing some thinking, yeah, mixed between the drinking about moving away, baby. What do you say, huh? You crave.
Hello, hello. Are you still with us? I'm still with you. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. I'm here with you until midnight. I'm here with you with the Big Lonesome.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Big Lonesome.
Hello.
Hey.
I will not make the obvious joke about how... No, now I'm just going to make the joke about how I don't feel lonesome because I've got you lovely gents here with me. Ho, ho, ho. So... And a ha ha ha. Rusty Mullet just there with My Sweet Mistress Nicotine off their album Poop Destroyer Death Squadron. Rules with Happy Holidays off their album Pronouns. Matt York, Let's Go to the Beach off his album Boston, Texas. And we kick things off with Barnes and their song Radio. The Big Lonesome.
Yeah.
Greetings, hey. Gentlemen. Yes,
thanks for having us.
Would you care to go around and introduce yourselves and the role that you play within the band? And that can be either a truthful answer or a sarcastic or humorous answer. However you would like to answer that. It could be a Freudian answer, whatever you would like.
Oh, okay, so it's out to me.
Luke, play guitar.
Good job, Luke.
What's going on, guys? I'm Rob. I am the percussionist. And I like to say that I contribute somewhat to the songwriting as well. So.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Writer as well.
Yes. How's it going? I'm Sam. I am the bassist. I also play the Facebook, the Instagram, and the website sometimes.
That is an important role.
I'm a... Wait, are you done? I feel like I stumped.
I feel like there's more.
Yeah.
I think I endanger everyone's lives in the van.
Yeah. Not anymore.
I'm going straight now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Five over, that's it.
He took a 12-step program to drive the speed limit. Yep.
10 and 12 gets us to the gig.
Yep. I'm Chad Goslin. I'm the singer, guitarist, and songwriter of the band. And those are all the things.
Beautiful. These are all of the things. And the Big Lonesome, you can be found on the Facebook.
Yes.
You can be found on the Instagrams.
Yes.
You can be found at thebiglonesome.net.
Absolutely.
That is all of the things.
We lucked out, huh, on those URLs and stuff?
We did.
Boom.
/ the Big Lonesome.
And if people want to get their hot little hands on your music, I know that you were performing tomorrow night at O'Brien's.
Yes,
that's correct.
We are.
Yeah.
With Field Day, Nick and the Adversaries, and Lannan. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Yeah, that
Beautiful.
Is correct.
That is a stacked.
Oh yeah.
Lineup right there. So that's at O'Brien's Pub tomorrow evening, and you will not want to miss that show. So people can come to your show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And purchase your music from you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that they're having an out-of-body experience, something, reasons beyond their control, they cannot make it to your show tomorrow night. Are there other ways for them to get a hold of your music to listen to another time?
Absolutely, yeah. You can go on our Bandcamp. Bandcamp, I think it's thebiglonesome.bandcamp.com, conveniently. You can also go online. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. You can listen to our music on our website, thebiglonesome.net, and you can also purchase our music there as well. Pretty much most streaming sites you can find us. So, we're kind of all over the place. So,
fantastic.
Just look up The Big Lonesome Boston. Probably find us.
That is most excellent. How long have you guys been a band? I feel like, were you The Big Lonesome when you and I first met?
We've been The
Chad
Big
and
Lonesome
Luke,
forever.
Yes. Yeah. Chad and Luke are the OGs.
Yep. So this actually started in 2009 as a supposed to be a one-off show sort of thing, and Luke and I are brothers, and it was pretty much the only time we've ever played on stage and it didn't end in a fist fight or an argument, and really dug it, kept going. We had the same rhythm section for a long time, slowed down. Kind of went into semi-retirement and then came back swinging last year with Sam. Our old bassist ended up moving to Rotterdam, actually. And so we kind of had like a lull for a bit, and then we came back with Sam and Rob. And it's been great. It's been cool. Like kind of it's Lonesome 2.0, I guess, to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's actually been good too, because the direction kind of changed a little bit too when we brought in like a different rhythm section. Like we sort of started as more of like an Americana-ish kind of band, which I think there's still tinges of that, but I remember, I don't know, the longer I played, like a lot of the stuff started originally with just me on like an acoustic guitar in like a kitchen and just recording into like a, you know, Sonar, which I think is now defunct, but it was cool by the nature of it. It kind of ended up being singer-songwriter-y sort of stuff. But the longer we played, I kind of remembered I loved Dinosaur Jr. and Sonic Youth and the Pixies, and I wanted to play loud rock and roll again. And Sam played in a actually a death metal band.
Yeah.
And yeah, so when we kind of rebooted, the idea was to kind of bring it in a different direction, like a little bit, you know, like it still kind of keep some of the roots, like some of the, I don't know if we'll ever totally get rid of the country tinge. I think that's always going to be there, but.
Well, yeah, no, I think just naturally when you bring in new people, it's new elements, new influences that everyone listens to. Yeah. And I think that comes out just no matter what, or kind of organically when you're writing and stuff.
Yeah, everyone resonates with a different sound and stuff. So people are into different things. So like when I joined, you know, I'm coming from a punk and like metal background. So when Chad, you know, when we first started playing, we'd go out and he'd be like, I kind of want to play loud tonight. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
Tonight?
Yeah, right. Like, we can play loud every night. I'm okay with that because that's what I like to do. And I like quiet stuff, too. I mean, like, I have very diverse tastes, but I'm not going to get scared away by loud music. So definitely I felt like that kind of gave you the freedom to kind of move around and do what you wanted to and kind of open it up.
Yeah, we're super open-minded for sure. Definitely not trying to cast out any sort of genre, just... I guess new direction, not necessarily a specific thing.
Yeah, if someone wants to do something, let's try it. Let's see how it goes, and maybe we'll all like it, and we usually do, so.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the fun of having, I think, a group of different people with really different tastes. It's almost like a kaleidoscope where you come together, and there are places where, you know, there might be a band that you would be really into that no one else in the band would ever want to sit down and listen to more than 10 seconds of. But there's some overlap there, and what you bring to the band makes it something different than
refreshing,
it would be with someone else. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, everyone has their own little twist on it. So, you know, Chad, usually what happens when we write something is Chad kind of gets the skeleton, the framework of it, and then brings it to the band, or one or two of us might sit down with him and jam on it a little bit before we bring it to everyone. And then it kind of just morphs and changes, and sometimes it goes too far from what he wants, and he says, okay, I have a very specific idea for this, and we go, okay, how can we figure out how to, you know, make everyone happy on this? And we're all pretty agreeable people musically. We've all been playing music for a long time and have been playing with people for a long time, so we kind of know how to kind of put that ego aside and just try to make some good music. You know, it's not about just yourself, so it's been good.
Yeah, I agree.
Should we listen to a tune from Field Day and then chat a little bit more?
Yeah,
is that cool?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So the Big Lonesome are here in the studio. In case you missed their live set, which they just played, that was really great. You will be able to hear it as a podcast. I'll post links to it. I'll make sure that you guys have it so you can share it with your fans. But you can also see them live and in person, not just over the radio waves. I know it feels like they're there with you in your living room, in your car, wherever you might be. I'm not going to go too far down that road, but live and in person with you at O'Brien's Pub in Alston tomorrow night. It's a 21 plus show. Doors at 8, and four bands: The Big Lonesome, Lannan, Field Day, Nick and the Adversaries, and right here I wanted to play something by Field Day because they're great. And we'll be back in a minute with the lovely gents of The Big Lonesome.
Little
When they say the future is here, they mean like right here, like right now. Ah! Oh, we got a little Rocket J in the background there. We're sort of waxing a little philosophical with Big Lonesome talking about venues in and around Boston. As we mentioned previously, the Big Lonesome will be at O'Brien's tomorrow night. You can still get tickets. You can get tickets at the door, but it's a pretty small venue, so you might want to plan ahead. Is there a ticket link on that show?
There should be.
There is. On the website, yeah. There is. Yeah. So actually, if you go to Facebook or you go to the O'Brien's website, you'll be able to get tickets via ticketfly.com. You can also just go to ticketfly.com and find tickets for the Big Lonesome and Field Day, Lannon, and Nick and the Adversaries at O'Brien's tomorrow night. But yeah, talking about interesting venues to see bands in. Do you guys have favorite places that you've played, either in the area or in the far reaches? You were talking about your now very safe van driving style.
Yes, yeah.
So I imagine that you've hit a few spots around the way.
Yeah, we have. I don't know. There's a good amount of places we've played that we've enjoyed. One place in particular that comes to mind is Gibson Music Hall in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Great venue. It opened fairly recently. The owner was one of the kindest people I've met.
Yep.
And really helped us out. He had a great green room. He paid us.
Great facilities, yeah. Great
gave
sound.
Us pizza.
Pizza.
The sound was great. The venue was nice. Honestly, just a very beautiful place to play. And a lot of
pleasantly
fun.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. It was very, very welcoming. And I know you felt like a real band, and it was nice. So that's definitely one of the places
cool.
We like playing, yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to think of Soul Bar was cool. It was a cool spot in Augusta,
played,
Georgia.
Yeah, Soul Bar is awesome. I really liked Tree Bar in Columbus, Ohio.
That was fun, yes.
Yeah.
That was
two
cool.
Things. There's an actual tree in the bar, and then we met a real life actual fox, which
yeah.
was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a fox at our show, which is, I don't know.
You mean like the animal?
Yeah,
like
the
a
animal.
Real
yes.
like the
yeah.
animal, the fox.
Did he climb down out of the tree?
No, pet fox.
No,
domesticated.
No, someone brought a fox.
Yeah.
What
on
was
a
the
leash?
Guy's name?
Yeah. On a leash. Yeah. If actually, I don't know. Is that on our Instagram?
That is definitely
that
on our Instagram.
Absolutely
yeah.
is.
Yeah. It was like the best day of my life.
Yeah,
I saw a real fox.
Went outside to talk to some people at the smoking area, and there's a fox just hanging out.
Do I know the?
You don't know Juniper Fox on Instagram? You ever heard of that?
No.
Oh, it's a really famous.
Yeah, it's cool. It's
Instagram famous.
Yeah, it's a cute little fox. It's
what?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, look it up.
I am excited.
Great song,
about
by
this.
The way. In the background, I'm just hearing some Matthew Sweet.
We did play in Nashville a lot too, just because of the food alone.
Yeah, wow. You gotta get hot chicken in Nashville. That's my favorite yeah. thing.
That's a great song.
Locally, we keep playing the News Cafe in Pawtucket a lot, which is a really cool spot.
That's
that.
A great spot.
Yeah,
it's a little dive bar in Pawtucket. Not a huge place, but it's a really cool spot, and everyone there's really friendly and really welcoming to artists, and kind of just in your corner, and it's really nice. Mm.
Justin,
small and intimate.
Yeah, Justin,
room fills up nice.
Justin books over there. He's also in Roz and the Rice Cakes. I don't know if you've heard of them, but if you haven't, you should check them out. They're a really good band.
Roz and the Rice Cakes.
Roz mm-hmm. and the Rice Cakes.
They're
yeah,
excellent.
From Providence.
Really
super
band.
Popular in Providence.
But
for sure.
Justin, their bassist, does booking over there, and he does a great job. It's a really cool spot. One of my favorite spots to go. Sometimes just to hang out and drink too. You can kind of go there and expect to be some sort of interesting band playing. Something cool happening. So
yeah, Providence, Pawtucket, honestly, Rhode Island has a great local music scene happening.
Yeah, yeah. a different kind of scene from
absolutely.
Here.
It
and
is,
it's
yeah.
A little more. Is it fair to say a little more art?
I was gonna say art based.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, but usually they'll run events where it's kind of like a collab. Like they'll have artists and people setting up their goods
nice.
And whatnot while having bands play on top of it.
Yeah, the news. One of the bartenders there, Hannah. Is an awesome bartender. She does curating, takes local artists and puts their stuff up on the wall and doesn't take anything and just lets them sell their artwork up there and does little art openings for them and stuff. So she's really cool. And I don't know, Providence is just a quirky, weird, small little city, but it's got a lot going on. It's like one of my, I love hanging out in Providence. So it's a lot of good stuff going on there.
Great creative scene happening
right
now.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
Alchemy is probably one of my favorite spots in Providence. Yeah. If you haven't checked out Alchemy, Davey Moore. doing good things over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you guys sort of, are you Providence-based or Providence is a beloved spot?
You asked the dreaded question.
Yeah.
I think we're all kind of pulling at the seams right now.
So we rehearsed in Boston. We started in Boston. Luke and I grew up in the Boston area. And with touring so much and the gentrification of the city, I cannot afford to live here right now. So I recently moved down to Providence. Sam has lived in Providence a long time. Luke's still up around here. And
My music career started in Providence, my first shows ever and stuff like that. So
we kind of don't know where we're from anymore. We've been kind of saying Boston Prov recently, you know, but the band has its roots here. It's just, I can't afford to live here anymore. It's so much money. I don't know how.
You're not the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of folks are being drawn like fireflies or moths to a flame, I think, to Providence. It's not necessarily simply a case of people fleeing the prices, but